እናንተ ውስጥ ያለው ነው ውስጥ አለ
makes all of us one
ይሄ ደግሞ ሁላችንን አንድ ያደርገናል
giving God
እግዚአብሔርን ነው እናምነው
that as we connect more and more with that spirit
ከሱ ጋራ በዚህ መንፈስ ቅርበታችን ሲጨምር ህብረታችን
the barriers will be broken down
እስራት ሁሉ ይፈታሳል
hallelujah
hallelujah
even language will be broken down
ቋንቋም እንኳን ሊሻር ይችላል
because there's a language of the spirit.
ምክንያቱም የመንፈስ ቅዱስ ቋንቋ ይግባባናል።
Hallelujah.
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 My name is Ebere.
የነስን ኤበረ ነው?
I come from Nigeria.
እኔም ከናይጄሪያ ነው የመጣሁት።
I am a lawyer by profession.
በሙያዬ ህግ አዋቂ ነኝ።
And I bring you greetings from the brethren in Nigeria.
ናይጄሪያ ካለ ወገኖች ሰላምታ አንጥቼላችኋለሁ።
Praise the Lord.
Gita imesgana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have something the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you.
እግዚአብሔር በልቤ ያስቀመጠው መልእክት አለ ከእናንተ ጋር መካፈለው.
And I trust that the word of God will bless us.
እታመናለሁ ይሄ የእግዚአብሔር ቃል ደግሞ ይባርካቸዋል.
Praise the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን.
Can we turn to Psalm 22?
መዝሙር 22 ላይ እናውጣውላችሁ. መዝሙር ዳዊት 22
Psalm 22 Sorry, let me get that. Verse 30 So just read it
Mazmur 22
Verse 30
Qutr 30 Mazmur 22 ቁጥር 30 ነፍሴም ስለ እርሱ በህይወት ትኖራለች ዘሬ ይገዛለታል ይላል
Praise the Lord
ጌታ ይመስገን
When I was praying about our meeting today
ይሄንን ዛሬ የተሰጠንን ስብስብ ሳስብ
The Lord put this word in my heart for you
እግዚአብሔር ይሄንን ቃል እናንተ እንድናገር ነው በልቤ ያስቀመጠው
I want to encourage you to receive it as a word from the Lord to you
እግዚአብሔር የተላከላችሁ ቃል አርጋችሁ እንድትቀበሉ ተመክራችኋለሁ
We are living in the time of the end
የምንኖርበት የመጨረሻው ዘመን ውስጥ ነው ያለነው
And God is opening up his heart to his people
እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ልብ እንዲከፈትለት ይፈልጋል
So that they can walk with him
ከነሱ ጋር መስራት ይፈልጋል
And accomplish the things that are in the heart of God
በእግዚአብሔር ልብ ያለው ነገር በእኛ ውስጥ እንዲፈጸም
We are living in a time when the enemy is on the warpath.
በአለም ላይ ጠላት እየሰራ በብዛት ያለበት ወቅት ነው ምንኖርበት።
Yeah, I don't know what's happening in Ethiopia.
በኢትዮጵያ ምን እንደሆነ አላውቅም።
But in Nigeria there's an increase of violence.
ከፋት ውድቀት እየጨመረ ነው።
Tribal violence.
የጎሳጭ
religious violence.
የሃይማኖት ችግር
all forms of wickedness coming out of the heart of man.
እነዚህ ሁሉ ውድቀቶች ከሰው ልብ የሚመነጩ የሚወጡ ናቸው።
Hallelujah. Every bad thing you see in the world today
በአለም ላይ የምናያቸው መጥፎ ነገሮች ሁሉ
came out of the heart of man
ከሰው ልብ ነው የሚፈልቁት የሚወጡት
it didn't come from the air
ከላይ አይደለም የሚመጡት
it came from within us
ከሰው ልብ ከኛ ነው የሚወጡት
at the same time
ልክ እንደዙ
God is about to come out to you
እግዚአብሔር ደግሞ ከዚህ እንድንወጣ ይፈልጋል
out of man
ከሰው ልብ ውስጥ
God will come out
እግዚአብሔር ከሰው ልብ መውጣት ይፈልጋል
and creation will see him
እና ከሰው ልብ ደግሞ ክርስቶስ ተገልጦ ፍጥረት እንዲያይ ይፈልጋል
hallelujah
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 amen
I want you to catch that
ይሄንን እንድንይዝ ነው የምፈልገው
God is about to reveal himself in man
እግዚአብሔር ራሱን በሰው ውስጥ መግለጥ ይፈልጋል
in Romans chapter 8
ሮሜ ምዕራፍ 8 ላይ
the bible says
ይላል መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ
ዳዲ earnest expectation of the creation
የፍጥረት ሁሉ ናፍቆት ይላል
waited for the revealing of the sons
የእግዚአብሔር ልጆች መገለጥ ይጠባበቃል ይናፍቃል ይላል
praise the name of the lord
18 19 ይላል
hallelujah
hallelujah
in my life
በህይወቴ
god wants to be seen
እግዚአብሔር ልታይ ይፈልጋል ማለት
the world does not want to see a bearer
ዓለም ይበረን እንዳየው ማለት አይደለም
they want to see jesus
ኢየሱስን እንዳየው
because he is the one who has a solution to their need
ለክንያቱም በእነሱ መሻት በእነሱ ችግር ላይ መፍትሄ ከኔ እንዳየው በኢየሱስ
the devil has started working
ሰይጣንም እየሰራ ነው
but god is about to start
እግዚአብሔር ደግሞ እንድንነሳ ይፈልጋል
and humanity will see god
ስለዚህ ፍጥረት ሁሉ ሰው ሁሉ ይሄን እንዲያውቅ እንዲያይ
God wants to begin to prepare us
እግዚአብሔር እኛን ሊያዘጋጀን ለዚህ ይፈልጋል
for a manifestation of his spirit
የሚገለጡ ሚታዩ
a demonstration of his reality
የሱ የእግዚአብሔር ህልውና የሱ የእግዚአብሔር እውነታ የምናበራ የምንገልጽ
God will so show forth himself in me
እግዚአብሔር ራሱን በእኔ ውስጥ መግለጥ ይፈልጋል
that nobody will ask where is God again
የታለ እግዚአብሔር ሰው እንዳይል እግዚአብሔር በእኔ በእናንተ እንዲታይ እንዲገለጥ
Praise the name of the Lord.
የጌታስም ብሩክ ይሁን.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The psalmist was declaring something by the spirit of God.
በእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ አማካኝነት ይሄ ዘማሪው ዳዊት ይሄን ነው ያወጀ ያለው በቃ.
Something that is very 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 key to the purpose of God at this time.
የእግዚአብሔር ዓላማና እቅድ በዚህ ዘመን ግልጽ አድርጎ ያወጀ ያለው በትረት
ይናገራል. He says that a seed will serve God at this time of the end. And that seed will be called a generation.
ተመልከቱ ዘር ዘር ጽምሳይ ቀን ይገዛለታል የዘር ለእግዚአብሔር ዕውቅና ይሰጣል ይላል
I want to tell you today God is raising a generation
እግዚአብሔር ትውልድን ያስነሳል
and you can choose to be a part of that generation
ለዛ እግዚአብሔር ለሚያዘጋጀው ትውልድ መሆን ትፈልጋላችሁ
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Now I was watching the drama
ይሄን ድራማ መለከት ነበር ቀድም
and I hope you learned something from it
ከዛ ድራማ እንደ ተማራችሁ ተስፋ አደርጋለሁ
what you feed
ለተመገቡት ነገር
what you eat
ለተበሉት ነገር
and when I say eating I'm not talking in a natural sense
ስለምግብ ታውራ ይሄ የተፈጠረው ለስጋ ምን በላውን ይያልቆ አይደለም
I am speaking in a spiritual sense
መንፈሳዊ ምግብን ነው ማውራው
just like your natural body eats food
ለክ የተፈጠረው ስጋችሁ ምግብ እንደሚፈልገው
your inward man also eats
ውስጣዊ ሰውነታችሁ መመገብ ይፈልጋል
whether you are going to live or die
ለመሞት ይሁን ለመኖር
depends on what you eat.
የምትመገቡት ምግብ ወሳኝነት አለው.
If you feed upon the word of God,
የእግዚአብሔርን ቃል የምትመገቡ ከሆነ,
you're going to have life inside you.
ሕይወት ውስጥ ይንቀሳቀሳል.
If you feed on the television,
ቴሌቪዥን ከሆነ የምትመገቡ,
you will have death.
ስለዚህ ቆሻሻ ነገር ሕይወታችን ውስጥ ይገባል.
Praise the name of the Lord.
የጌታ ስም ብሩክ ይሁን.
From the very beginning,
ከመጀመሪያ,
it was a matter of what will you eat.
የምንፈልገውን ነገር እንወስን እንወጥ
whether you eat of the tree of life
የህይወትን ዛፍ ነው የምንፈልገው መነገር
or of the tree of knowledge of good and
ወይስ ደግሞ ያቺ ክፉና መልካም የተከለከለችውን ዛፍ አይደለም
I want to tell you something very very serious
በጣም እውነተኛና ቀጥተኛ የሆነ ነገር ልንገራችሁ
those two trees are here with us today
ዛሬ ቢሆን የነዛ የሁለት ዛፎች ተምሳሌ ይሰራል
in our everyday affair
በየለቱ የህይወት ጉዟችን
you are making a choice
መጣ አለ በየለቱ ህይወታችን ጉዞ
you are eating something
አንድ ነገር ትመገባለህ
by the things you see with your eyes
ባይናችሁ በምታዩት መመገባለህ
by the things you hear with your ears
በጆሮ በምትሰሙት እንደዛ
by the words you speak every day
በምትናገሩት ባፋችሁ ቃል እንደዛ
you are eating life or death
ወይ ህይወት ወይ ሞት
whatever you eat has consequences
የምትመገቡት ምግብ ውጤት አለው የሚያመጣው ነገር
both in this life and in the life to come
ነገር ግን በዚህ አሁን በምንኖረው ህይወት የሚመጣውን ህይወት እንድንዋጅ ይገባል
God wants to raise a people who are conscious
ስለዚህ የነቁት ልጆችን እግዚአብሔር ማስነሳት ይፈልጋል
I find that a lot of Christians are not conscious of this reality
ዛሬ በዚህ ዘመን ክርስቲያኖች ንቁዎች አይደሉም
we are church goers
ደነበለኛ በቤት ወደ ቤተ ክርስቲያን እንሄዳለን እንመላለሳለን
but god wants to raise a seed
እግዚአብሔር ግን ዘሩ የሚገዛለት ትውልድ ጭምር ይፈልጋል
everything that god would do at this time of the end
በዚህ በመጨረሻው ዘመን እግዚአብሔር የሚያደርገው ነገር ሁሉ
is tied to that seed
ከዛ እግዚአብሔር ከምንለው ከትውልድ ወደ ትውልድ የሚተላለፍ እንዲሆን እንፈልጋለን
praise the name of the lord
የጌታ ስም ብሩክ ይሁን
now let's ask ourselves a question
ራሳችንን ሲጠይቅ እያለ
what is this seed
mendinno
zaru hallelujah what is a seed
mendinno zaru
now if we are able to understand this
enen meredat kagenne
we may be in a position to understand how god is working at this time of the end
egziaber bet bemecherashaw zaman behiwotachin min endemi sara yegabanal
hallelujah
hallelujah
now a seed is an offspring
zar tawqallachu aynen kawustun miwota
something that comes out of a living being
emyadgi neger bezar ustalle
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the characteristics of living beings is that they have the power to reproduce.
ተመልከቱ የዘር አንዱ ባህሪው መባዛት ነው.
Everything God does is tied up to this issue of reproduction.
ለከ እንደዚህ ነው ዘር በውስጥ የመባዛት ችሎታ እንዳለው
Now in the book of Genesis chapter 1, God set forth the first law of creation. Every seed will reproduce after its own kind. Hallelujah. Nature reproduces. Living things reproduce. Praise the name of the Lord. You will reproduce after your kind. The words you speak, the things you do, your attitude, your behavior is an expression of your nature. That's what Jesus said. That by their fruit, you shall know them. Your fruit will declare what you are. Every tree will produce after
you.
You cannot go to a mango tree and get a guava. So as far as a Christian is concerned, it's not necessary what you call yourself. Christianity is a lifestyle. I have a spirit within me, and by my behavior, by my character, I say, what spirit is me? Hallelujah. Every seed will bring forth after its own kind. A tree is known by its fruit. Praise the name of the Lord. So a seed is something that proceeds out of a living being. And that seed also has a power to reproduce again. And continue to reproduce. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now when you look at a natural seed, a mango seed. When you pick it up, you see just a seed. But inside that seed is the whole mango tree. Inside that little seed, there is a whole tree. Praise the name of the Lord. It is locked up inside that seed. There is a law inside the seed. That when you take that seed, put it in the ground, water it, a law begins to function. A law begins to work. Something begins to happen to that seed. And as it comes out, you can see what that tree is all about. But the final point of knowing what that tree is when it begins to bring forth fruit. It is the fruit that tells you exactly what the tree is. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this is a law. We must understand this. Because it will change our perspective. Praise the name of the Lord. Now God said in the book of Genesis chapter 1, said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Why did God make man? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you need to ask yourself that question, and the answer must impact upon your daily life. Praise the name of the Lord. God made man because God wanted to reproduce himself. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to reproduce himself. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? God wants to have sons.
እግዚአብሔር ልጅ ይፈልጋል.
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን.
One of the characteristics
አንዱ ባህሪው
of your seed
የናንተ የዘሩ
is that your seed looks like you.
ዘር ለምሳሌ አንድ ሰው ቢወልድ ወይ አባቱን ቁርጥ ወይ እናቱን ይመስላል እንደሚባለው.
Hallelujah.
ጌታ ይመስገን.
In the natural we have begun to understand something about DNA.
በተፈጥሮ እንኳን DNA የምንለው አይደለ?
When you see somebody's offspring, the ear will look like the father's ear. The child will laugh like the mother. The child will walk like the father. Praise the name of the Lord. Because there is a law in the parents that has been transferred to the children. So when somebody sees the child, just one look at the child, I said, are you Brother Jamal's
daughter?
I see your nose. You are Jamal's daughter.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Jamal transferred a law onto the daughter. Hallelujah. Now, the daughter does not have to try to look like Jamal. Once she is carrying Jamal's seed, she will look like Jamal. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God is reproducing himself. That's why it says, it didn't say let us make man. Let us make man in our own image. Anything that carries the seed of God will look like God. Hallelujah. Anything that carries God's seed will look like God. Now, how does God look? Somebody tell me. Hallelujah. Is God white? Is God black? Is God tall? Is he short? Is he yellow? Is he American? Is he Ethiopian? God is a spirit. And he is the father of all creation. God's children are not white. They are not black. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are not Jewish. They are not Arabian. They are not American. They are spiritual.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If God is a spirit, then his children are spiritual.
So,
pride has nothing to do with this. Education has nothing to do with this. Praise the name of the Lord. Wealth has nothing to do with this. It is all about the spirit. God's children are spiritual. Romans chapter 8. As many as are led by the Spirit. As many as walk by the Spirit. That respond by the Spirit. They are the sons of God. They are the seed of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So in the seed, there is a power. In the seed, there is an energy. The seed has the power to reproduce itself. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God wants to raise a seed, an offspring.
Sir. እንዲገዛለት ዳዊት እንደተናገረ ዘሬ ይገዛለታል እንዳለ ይሄንን አይነት ሁሉን እግዚአብሔር ማስመጣት ይፈልጋል.
He share his nature.
እግዚአብሔር የሱን ባህሪ በእንደ አይነት የራሱን መልክ ሊገልጡ ባለው ሁሉ መግለጥ ስለሚፈልግ.
Because they are born of him.
ክንያቱም ከሱ ጋር ተወልደናልና.
Praise the name of the Lord.
የጌታ ስም የተመሰገነ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says we are born of God's spirit. Just like in the natural, we are born of our parents. You know, there was something that Jesus said to Nicodemus. I think that's John chapter 3. Nicodemus, you must be born a second time. What? How can I enter into my mother's womb? A second time. And Jesus said, you do not understand.
And
a lot of times, we also do not understand the spirit that we are born of. Praise the name of God.
Now,
Jesus told Nathanael, said, whatever is born of flesh is flesh. In other words, human beings give birth to human beings. God is a spirit. He will give birth to a spiritual
being.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every
seed will give birth after its own
kind.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do you have the seed of God in you? Are you born of God? Then you have a potential to be like God. To think like God. You know, God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. As far as the heavens are separated from the earth, that's how far my thoughts is from your
thoughts.
Even as Christians, a lot of us think like Ethiopians. In fact, some of us think like our tribe. The more you think like that, the more you are separated one from the other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The day you we are born again, you are no longer an Ethiopian. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You were born into another citizenship. You join another country. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In that country, there's neither Ethiopian nor Nigerian.
He said,
all are one in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Now, this nation has a ruler. This nation has a language. Do you know that? You have a language. The Bible says, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. I don't know how we say idiot in Amharic. You're very stupid. How do you say that? There's no such vocabulary in our language. Hallelujah! Such things do not exist in the language of our nation. Hallelujah!
Amen.
So which language are you speaking? Are you speaking like an Ethiopian? Or are you speaking like a heavenly citizen? I leave that for you to judge. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For if you have that seed inside you, you have the potential to speak like God. What happens when God speaks? You tell me what happens. He said, the words that come out of my mouth, Isaiah 55, will not return void. Hallelujah. When God speaks, when God speaks his own language, that word will surely come to pass. Praise the name of the Lord. What language are you speaking? Who are you? Praise the name of the Lord. When you receive the seed of Christ, you receive the potential
to love
it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says God is love. Now, love is alien to our natural person. In the natural, you love those who love you. You love those of your tribe. You love your friends. What about your enemies? It is a supernatural seed. To love someone who hates you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You have the capacity. Because you have received the seed. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can think like God. You can reason like God. You can see the way God sees. How does God see? The Bible says man looketh on the outward. When I see you, he's fair, dark, tall, short. What does God see when God looks at you? God sees your heart. He sees the things you are thinking. As far as God is concerned, your thoughts is equal to your actions. He sees the things going on in your heart. Some of us are very good at clothing the outer man. We are very proud of how we look. God doesn't see the dress in what church. When God is looking at this congregation, He's seeing the thoughts of your heart. He's seeing your motivations. He knows why you are here today. He sees everything about you on this side. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And He's much more concerned with what you are wearing inside. Than with what you're wearing outside. God sees your heart. We must begin to look at the heart. Praise the name of the Lord. Very, very important. If you have the seed of God, you will walk like God. God walks in the paths of righteousness. His ways are straight. Some of our ways are. We are carrying Bibles. But our ways are not straight. Hallelujah. This is the heart. God wants to raise a generation who will walk in the paths of righteousness, who will walk in ways of truth, whose yes is their yes, and their no is their no. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when God created man, He wanted to bring forth a seed. You know what He said? He said, have dominion over the birds of the air, over the beasts of the field.
በምድር ያሉትን አራዊቶች
over the creeping things.
እነዚህ በምድር በደረታቸው የሚሳቡ ሁሉ
fish in the sea.
በባህር ያሉትን አሳዎች ሁሉ
I'm going to ask you a question this morning. What do you think God was saying? Was he saying that man should be a hunter? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I'm sure you know that the Bible has a natural dimension, but it also has a spiritual dimension. The natural dimension is actually temporary. The spiritual dimension is permanent. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let us see what the Lord was trying to speak to us and how that word impacts on your daily life. You see, every word you read in the Bible has a personal application to you. It's not a story of just a story of something that happened many years ago. It is something that God is speaking to you now that will impact on the way you live today, the way you relate to your wife, the way you relate to your husband, in your place of work, in your school. The word of God applies to you now.
He says,
have dominion over the birds of the earth. Now, what are these birds of the earth? Now, God is speaking about our thoughts. The realms, the mind. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me see if I can touch there a little bit. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 1, and in the book of Revelation chapter 4, we see a picture of four living creatures. A lot of people read that, they don't understand what it means. Every time you read the Bible, you don't understand it. Something is missing somewhere. Something is robbing you. God wrote that Bible as a letter to you. He intended that you should understand it. And the Spirit of God is given to you to give you understanding to the Word of God. Because the Word of God is actually sent to you to recreate you into the image of God. He said, the same God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has also shined in your hearts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, he creates all things by the word of his power. As the word of God is coming to you today, if you open up your heart, you will never be the same person that came into this place. A work of creation. A work of transformation. A work of change would have taken place in your inward man. Praise the name of the Lord. So there were four living creatures. Each one had four faces. One face was the face of an eagle. One face was the face of a lion. The other face was the face of an ox. The other face was the face of a man. The face of a man. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, these creatures speak about me and you. They speak about it. They speak about
it.
Hallelujah. They speak about the four natures of my soul, my personality. Praise the name of the Lord. Now the ego speaks about the mind. Yes, my mind is like an ego. You know, I can be here with you. And my mind is in Nigeria. Hallelujah. Right inside my wife's kitchen. Eating my favorite food. Hallelujah. But I'm here. And some of the women can be here. They are right inside the market now, shopping. And the word of God is going on. So the mind soars like the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the lion speaks about our emotions. Is the realm of our emotions. Things like anger, jealousy, malice. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why it's like a lion. You know, when hatred begins to breed in an environment, see, the people bite and devour each other. Praise the name. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to be very brief with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The will of a man is like the oxen. It's very stubborn. No, I will not. I won't. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And then the last part, the fourth part, is the desire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is represented by the face of a man.
Why
the face of a man? Somebody once said the man is the only creature that can desire heaven and hell at the same time. You want this and you want that. You have your wife, you want another man's wife. You have your own car. The moment you see your neighbor's car, say, oh, I wish I had that one. That is the nature of a man. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in the book of Revelation chapter 4, we see those four living creatures. But interestingly, in the center of those living creatures, there was a throne. A throne. And someone was sitting on that throne. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus wants to sit in the center.
Jesus Christos,
see, someone sat on the throne, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. God's plan is to make your heart His throne. He wants to rule over your mind. He wants to rule over your desire. He wants to govern your emotions. He wants to take over your will.
Now,
that is worship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when we come to church, we express worship. We express it. But worship is the way you think. Now, the word worship in English is taken from an old English word.
በጣም ካረጀ ከድሮ የእንግሊዝኛ ቋንቋ የተወሰደ
what
words ከሚለ
what was it
ምን ማለት ነው የተገባው
value
ዋጋ መስጠት
now whatever you value most in your life
በህይወታችሁ ዋጋ መስጠት ዋናው ነገር
that's what you worship
እሱን ነው አምልኮ ማለት ነው ዋጋ መስጠት
hallelujah
የተገባው ነገር እምትሉ ለምትሉት መስጠት
hallelujah
amen
whatever you value most
ምንድን ነው ዋጋ መስጠት ነገር
whatever you give up other things so that you can keep that in
በእውነት እናንተ ለሚገድም የሚያስራችሁ ነገር ዋጋ መስጠት ከእግዚአብሔር ሌላ ምን ነው
that's what you worship
መታመልኩት ዋጋ የሰጣችሁት ነገር እንደሆነ ወቁ ለእግዚአብሔር ከሆነ ዋጋ መስጠት ሐሳባችሁን ፍቃዳችሁን ስሜታችሁን መሻታችሁን በሙሉ ለሱ ብቻ ይሰጥ ልባችሁ ላይ ጌታ ይንገስ አምልኮ እሱ ነው
whatever your mind is always thinking about
እንደ ጊዜ አምሮአችሁን የሚያስበው
that's what you worship
ያ አምልኮ ጥበብ ማለት
ነው a man can be in church here
እዚህ ሰው
ሊመጣ ይችላል ለክርስቲያን he said this for worship me with your lips
ሊመራ ይችላል አምልኮ
for their hearts are far away
ነገር ግን ልቡ ከእግዚአብሔር ርቆ ሊሆን ይችላል ያ
ሰው so worship is a function of where your heart is
ስለዚህ የልባችሁ የውስጣችሁን ነገር መግለጽ
so you can worship God inside your kitchen
ስለዚህ በኩሽና እግዚአብሔርን ማምለክ
when you're cooking food for your husband
ባለቤት ሚስቱን ሚስት ባለቤቱን በፍቅር በማገዝ አምልኮ
it means making God your priority
ስለዚህ ይሄ ማለት እግዚአብሔርን በሁሉ ነገር ማላክ ከፍ ማለት
if we begin to understand this
ይሄ ምንረዳው ከሆነ ተገባል
our lifestyle will change
ህይወታችን ይለወጣል ህይወታችን ይቀየራል
our personality will change
ህይወታችን ይለወጣል
people will not have to look far to find out if you're a Christian
ወገኖቼ ሰዎች መንፈሳውያን ሰዎች ክርስቲያን መሆናችንን
everything about you was Christ
ባካችን ልጅ ሳይሆን ጉሮአችን ራሱ ሲመሰከር ከጌታ ጋር አናት ከጌታ ጋር ነው እንባል
Christ in the name of the Lord
ጌታ ስም ብሩክ ነው
now seed means nature
ዘር ማለት ባህሪ ማለት
seed of God will exhibit the nature of God.
ስለዚህ የእግዚአብሔር ዘር እግዚአብሔራዊ ባህሪ ነው የሚያላብሰው.
So God said have dominion over the birds.
ስለዚህ ግዛ የሰማይ ወፎችንም ሲለው አዳም.
There are kinds of birds.
የተለያየ የወፍ አይነት ነው.
Matthew chapter 13.
ማቴዎስ ምዕራፍ 13 ላይ
a sower went forth to sow seed.
አንድ ዘሪ ሊዘራ ወጣ ይላል. ማቴዎስ 13.
The seed fell by the wayside.
አንዳንዱ በመንገድ ዳር ወደቀ.
And the birds of prey came out.
በዛ ባለ ሰማይ ወፎች መጥተው ለቀሙ.
What birds were they?
ምን ማለት ነው? የምን ወፍ ማለት ነው?
These are things that walk in the mind.
አሁን ያልናቸው.
You can hear the word of God today.
አሁን የሚሰቁ ነገሮች አሉን ወሰዱት ማለት.
Before you give that door.
የምበር ተመጣጣች በዚህ
ዝግጅት ኮማ
ይመጡና እነዚህ ወፎች ለቃል ወፎች ጌታ ይገስጣቸው
if you want to if you want to keep this word
ስለዚህ ቃሉን በልባችን ማስቀመጥ
so that it can work out a change in your life
ስለዚህ ወታችን ይለውጣል አይወስዱትም ለቃልዎች
must drive away the birds
ከዛ በኋላ ወፎችን ታባረራላችሁ አትሸነፉ
Genesis chapter 15
ዘፍጥረት 15 ላይ
Abraham brought God an offering
አብርሃም ለእግዚአብሔር መስዋዕት ለማቅረብ ሲወጣ
the great offering that God requires of you
እግዚአብሔር ከእናንተ የሚጠይቀው ትልቁ መስዋዕት
is the offering of your mind
አሳባችሁን ጭምር ሰውልኝ
you shall meditate upon the Lord
የጌታን ስም ስንጠራ
day
ቀን
night
ምሽት
that's how change comes
ሁሉ ጊዜ
Praise the name of the Lord.
As
you bring the offering of your mind to God. You know what? When you want to read your Bible. The moment you open it. You know what's going to happen? The birds begin to come around. Your mind begins to wonder. Has it happened to you before? Your mind begins to wonder. Distractions come.
Oh,
I haven't paid my house rent. I haven't paid my children's school fees.
አንዳንዶቻችንን ትምህርት ቤት አንዳንዶቻችንን ወጥቤት አንዳንዶቻችንን ሆቴል ሽርሽር ሐሳባችንን ለቅልናለን
you're dealing with spiritual realities
ከመንፈሳዊ ትግል ውስጥ አንዱ
you must have dominion over them
መግዛት አለብን ያንን ነገር ማለት ማሸነፍ
bring every thought of that subjection
ሁሉ ነገር በቁጥጥር ስር በጌታ እገዛ ከታች አድርጉ
we must cast down imaginations
ስለዚህ መጥፎ አስተሳሰባችን እንዋጋ
so that we can meditate upon the word of God
ስለዚህ ከእግዚአብሔር ቃል ጋራ በግልጽ እንገናኝ
every time you receive the word of God
ሁሉ ጊዜ ቃሉን ስትቀበል
it's like a woman receiving seed from a man
ልክ አንድ ሴት ከአንድ ከባሏ ዘር እንደምትጸንስ ማለት
it has the ability to reproduce the life of God in you
ለከዚያ
ነገር አሉ ዘርፎስ አጥቶ የሆነ ለውጥ
ይጀምራል ለመስራት ለመንቀሳቀስ
it changes your personality
ስለናቱ
ይቀይራዋል praise the name of the
lord የጌታ ስም ብሩክ
so god wants us to overcome these things that work inside our minds
ስለዚህ በመሻታችን በአሳባችን ቅድም ባልናቸው ነገሮች ላይ የሚሰራውን ነገር እንድንዋጅ እንድናሸንፍና ለእግዚአብሔር ክብር እንድንወለው ጌታ ይፈልጋል።
Pride. Pride.
ይፈታ ኩራት
high mindedness.
የሆነ በቃ በእኔ ብቻ አዋቂ ነኝ ብሎ መታየ
all kinds of bad thoughts.
መጥፎ የሆኑ ሁሉንም ሐሳቦች ማንጠባረቅ
bring them under subjection.
እነዚህን ሁሉ ከእግራቸው በታች አድርጓል።
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says that though we walk in the natural, the weapons of our warfare are not natural. We have the power to cast down imagination. When a thought, negative thought comes into your mind, know that you are involved in spiritual warfare. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because your thoughts become your character.
አሳባችሁ ነው ባህሪያችሁ የሚገለጥ።
If you spend time watching television,
ከዚህም በማየት ጊዜ የምታባክኑ የምታጠፉ ከሆነ
that's why we talk like Americans.
ለከ ዛሬ አሜሪካውያን እንደሚሆኑ
we walk like them.
እንዴ ነው ምን
ጓዝ? Watch too much TV.
ምክንያቱም ጉዟቸው ተበላሽቷል።
Spend more time with the word of God.
ያሉት በቴሌቪዥን ነው፣ ህይወታቸው በቴሌቪዥን ነው። የእግዚአብሔርን ቃል ገልጠው አያነቡም። እናንተ ግን ቃሉን አንብቡ ነው።
You need to walk like God.
ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር ተጓዙ።
You need to talk like God.
እግዚአብሔራዊ ንግግር ተናገሩ ባባችሁ።
People look at you.
ሌላው ሰው ሲያያችሁ እናንተ
and you see God.
ያደረግ
ይሁን ለጽና ይሁን በቆም ይፋት ኦፍ ዳት ሲድ ዳት ዊል ሰርቭ
ወባካቸው ያ ዳዊት የተናገረው ዘሬ ይከሳለታል
ያለው ዘሩ ሃሌሉያ
አሜን
ፕሬዝ ዘ ኔም ኦፍ ዘ ሎርድ
የጌታ ስም ብሩክ ነው
ሴት ሃብ ዶሚኒየን ኦቨር ዲ ቢስት
ስለዚህ በምድር ያለውን አውሬ ደግሞ ግዙ ሲለው
ፕሬዝ ዘ ኔም ኦፍ ዘ ሎርድ
የጌታ ስም ብሩክ ነው
ዋይ ቢስት
በጣም አስቸጋሪ የዱር አራዊት ባህሪ ያለው ማንነት
ዌር አር ዲስ ቢስትስ
ለዛ አውሬዎች እንዴት ነው የሚገዙት
ያ ጋይት ያ እንደዛ
ዶስታብሽ
Now when you read the Bible
ያጋናችሁ ዙስታሉ መጽሐፍ ቅዱስና ነብ
Hallelujah When you read your Bible
መጽሐፍ ቅዱሳችን ስታነብ
The Bible talks a lot about animals
ስለንተሳ እንዲብሎ ይናገራል
I want to tell you today
ዛሬ ምን እግራቼ
God is not talking about biology
እግዚአብሔር የባዮሎጂ ትምህርት ያስተምረን ፈልጎ አይደለም
Everything you read in your Bible
ነገር ግን ተፈጥሯዊው መንፈሳዊ ነገር ያስተምራሉ ማለት
Something inside here
መጽሐፍ ቅዱሳችን ስታነቡ እግዚአብሔር በተፈጥሯዊ አማካይነት መንፈሳዊ አብርሆትን ያስተምራል።
ሃሌሉያ
አሜን።
Why this speak about certain aspects of our nature?
የተወሰኑ ባህሪዎቻችንን ያሳያሉ። እነዚህ ደግሞ በምድር ላይ ያሉ አውሬ አራዊት ተምሳሌ።
ሃሌሉያ
አሜን።
Anger is a wild beast.
ቁጣ የአውሬው ምሳሌ ነው በምድር።
Praise the name of the Lord.
የጌታ ስም ብሩክ ይሁን።
Amen.
አሜን።
Jealousy is a wild beast.
እናት የእንደዚህ አይነት አውሬዎች ምሳሌ
it devours
አላቻ
praise the name of the Lord
ጌታ ይመስገን
now somewhere in the book of Exodus I think
ዘጸአት ላይ ይመስለኛል
God said something to the children of Israel
እግዚአብሔር እንዳለ ለእስራኤል ልጆች
said don't offer me an animal that has been torn by wild beasts
ለኔ ያልተገባ እንስሳ መስዋዕት አድርጋችሁ አንካሳ የሆነው አታቅርቡ
Praise the name of the Lord. When you bring an animal to me,
እንሰሳ ወደ እኔ ለተሰው ስታቀርቡ
must be a living animal.
ያው ያለው ህይወት ያለው ህይወት
animal be spotless.
እና ደግሞ ያለ ነውር ይሆን ንጹህ ይሆን.
It speaks about the kind of life nature that God is expecting from us.
እግዚአብሔር ከኛ የሚፈልገውን ህይወት ከኛ የሚፈልገውን ባህሪ መጠየቁ ነው.
So what is an animal that has been torn by wild beasts?
እስቲ ለምሳሌ በምድር አራዊት የተነከሰ ወይም አንካሳ ይሆን
ወይም
አካሉ የተጎዳ እንሰሳ እግዚአብሔር ለያቀብ የጠየቀበት ምን ማለት ነው?
Paul said let nothing be done through strife.
አውሎስ አትታለሉ ብሎ እንደተናገረው አይደል?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know I can come here to sing.
ዝመታለሁ ለመዘመር.
And I'm singing because you know I want to sing better than this person.
እዚህ የዘመርኩኔ ግን ጎን ያለው ሰው አይነት ብዘምርላለሁ እኮ ግን እኔም እየዘመር.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This person came and shared their testimony last Sunday.
ባለፈው ሳምንት አንድ ሰው መጥቶ ምስክርነት ሰጥቶ ይሆናል
This week I'm on summer on testimony
ከዛ በኋላ ልክ በሳምንት እኔ መመጣና እንደሱ ሰው አይነት ካራክተር ባህሪ ያሳየው መመስከር
Praise the name of the Lord
ጌታ ስም ብሩክ ይሁን
When there is striving in the heart
ልባችን ለሚሰጠለት ለዛ ነገር
When there is bitterness
ቁጣ ውስጣችን ሲል
When there is malice and envy
የተለያየ ለሰው የማይገባን ነገር ከውስጣችን ስናሳይ
Walking within my heart then I am being torn by wild beasts. In such a state, my offerings are not acceptable to God. Whether I am preaching, whether I am singing, whether I am serving God in any capacity, God says, I don't want that. It is not acceptable to me. Praise the name of the Lord. So we must get rid of anger and strife and jealousy and vainglory. Praise the name of the Lord. Those things must not be part of our lives. We must have dominion over them. We must be overcomers. Hallelujah. He says, also have dominion over the creeping things. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that's another very serious fact. Now, creeping things, they walk on their belly. See this belly here? It's a very powerful part of man. Hallelujah. God
focuses.
God
focuses.
See this thing? It's very powerful. Praise the name of the Lord.
Now,
when God judged the serpent, he told the serpent, "Sit upon your belly, you shall
cross."
Hallelujah. So the serpent walks on its belly. The belly speaks about the appetites. It speaks about self-interest. There were certain people Paul spoke about. He called them those who worship what now? Their belly. Say their God is what? Their belly. Praise the name of the Lord. So the belly is very powerful.
Now,
God spoke to the children of Israel. Said that anything that creeps on the belly, any animal that creeps on the belly, is an abomination to you. Don't eat it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I could find the scripture later for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, he said, whatever creeps on the belly is an abomination to you. Now, we are not speaking about natural animals anymore. We are speaking about aspects of our personality. There are certain Christians who will never do anything unless there's a self-interest there. Everything they are doing is because they have a self-interest. Now, it is this self-interest that the devil uses to have power over us. If the devil will tempt you,
if
it is something that you like anyway. Something that you like much more than God. Am I communicating to you? Praise the name of the Lord. I want to know that you're understanding this. The devil tempts you using your appetite. Something that you like so much. He wants you to put that thing above God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let me try to explain this. Very important. All these animals we see, they are speaking about human nature. They are speaking about persons. Now when he says don't eat, it speaks about fellowship. You know, Jesus said, eat of me. Eat of me. Take my life into you. Praise the name of the Lord. When we have fellowship with one another, we are eating of one another. When we break bread, we are one bread. Hallelujah. As I take off that bread, and you take off that bread, you have eaten of me, I have eaten of you, we have come into a covenant relationship. I cannot speak evil of you, I cannot think evil of you, I cannot act in such a way as to damage your interest. That's what makes us one. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me tell you a story. Acts of the Apostles. Now, God wanted to send Peter to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Then Jews and Gentiles were separated. There was a big wall of partition that separated them. The Jews believed that salvation was for the Jews only. So God showed Peter a vision. He showed him a great white something like a cloak, like a bedsheet. Inside that bedsheet, there were birds of the air. There were beasts of the field. And there were all forms of creeping things there. And he says, Peter, rise, kill and eat. Peter said, No. This is unclean. God said, what I have cleansed, don't call on me. It was when God brought Peter to the house of Cornelius that Peter began to understand that dream. Those animals represented the Gentiles. He was speaking about human beings. So I'm believing that God is giving us some level of spiritual understanding, so that when we read the word of God, it will not be something in the air. It is something that we can apply our lives to. Something that can affect us, affect our relationship with God, and affect our relationship with one another. Because God is raising up his seed. The people that have his nature, that have his character, that will serve him in this generation. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, so the power of the serpent is in the belly. I'll give you an illustration. When you want to break the power of the serpent, hallelujah, you fast. In a day, you may be very busy if your work sometimes gets busy. You left the house early in the morning, and you're working so hard. Before you knew it, it was 6 p.m. in the night. Praise the name of the Lord. You did not remember to eat food. Hallelujah. There was no problem. But the morning that you wake up and say, today I'm going to fast, hallelujah.
Amen.
You say, today I will fast. The first smell of cooking, you will pass. Your body begins to shake. You know you are coming against spiritual forces. Fasting.
Break.
It breaks the power of the serpent.
ስለዚህ መንፈሳዊ ምግባችን በተለይ ስንጾም ስንጸልይ የዲያብሎስን የፈታኙ ማንነት እንሰራዋለን።
ሃሌሉያ አሜን። In the church today
በቤተክርስቲያን ዛሬ
there are ministers of the gospel
ብዙ አገልጋዮች አሉ የቃሉ
who are in it for their belly
ለወጣቸው ብቻ የሚመገቡ ብዙ አገልጋዮች በዘመናችን
why there are others who are genuinely serving God
ለምንድን ነው በትክክል ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር ያለ ህብረት የሌላቸው
so you can choose to be a part of the seed that will serve God
ስለዚህ ተለዩ ተጠንቀቁ የእግዚአብሔር ደግ የእግዚአብሔር ህዝብ ካህናት የተባለው ህዝብና ወገን ውስጥ ግቡ
those who are crawling on their belly
ስለዚህ ዝም ብላችሁ በምድራዊ ነገር ማንነታችሁ አይሞላ
when you see animals that creep on their belly
እነዛ በደረታችን ይሳቡ ቅድም ያየነው እንስሳ
there's one thing you notice about them
አስተውሉ
ተረዱ their ways are not straight
በጣም ጥበበኛ ናቸው
they go like this
እንዴት እንደሚጓዙ
you understand that
ያያችሁ ነው
creeping things go like this
እንዴት እንደሚጓዙ ወዳቸው ለታቡ በደረ
praise the name of the lord
ጌታ ይመስገን
there are christians who are not straight
ክርስቲያኖች ማሉ እንደዚህ ቀጥ ብለው ማይጓዙ ያያችሁ ነው
their lifestyle are crooked
ለከ ደመጃን ተሳዘኑዛ
like the serpent
እንደዚህ እና እንደዛ
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይተብከኝ ጌታ ስምሩት
There's one thing also you notice about creeping things.
ስለዚህ በነዛ አይነተም ሳኔት ጁዋጁው አይነት ይወታሉ ነው
They have double tongue.
እንዲህ አይነት ሰዎች ደግሞ ወሬኞች ናቸው
Paul said
and ጠጥፉ የሚናገሩ ማያቋርጥ ምላስ ያላቸው
An elder must not be double tongued.
እንዲህ አይነት ሰዎችን እግዚአብሔር አይወድም
Praise the name. Do you know Christians who cannot tell the truth?
ክርስቲያኖቹ ነው እውነትን የማይናገሩ ስሙ ያላቸው እንዳሉ ታውቃለህ
See them now they say this.
ዛሬ
እናቸው
የሆነ ነገር
ይላሉ They are not able to speak the truth.
ወደኛ ነገር አይናገሩ ደባልቄ በእናንተ
ቋንቋ
ደባልቄውኛ ደባልቄውኛ ደባልቃ
put away lying.
እንዲህ አይነት ነገሮችን ብርሃን የማይሰጥ ነገር
እንተው
ለጎረቤታችሁ መልካም የሆነ ብርሃን ሁሉ
that is the nature of God.
ይሄ የእግዚአብሔር እውነተኛ ባህሪ
is the seed of God.
ይሄ ነው የእግዚአብሔር ዘር መገለጫ
This is the generation that God is looking for.
ይሄ ነው ሰውልኝ ነው እግዚአብሔር ማስነሳት የሚፈልገው
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ የተመሰገነ ይሁን
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said also have dominion over the fish of the sea.
እንዲሁም ደግሞ በባህር ያሉት አሳዎች ግዛ ነው
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን
Now this speaks about our morals.
ይሄ ደግሞ ሞራላችን
It speaks about sexual purity.
ይሄ ደግሞ ምንን ያሳያል በተለይ በዚህ በግብረ ስጋ ግንኙነት ዙሪያ ያለ ውድቀትን መከላከል ወይም በመጠበቅ መኖር
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the Bible,
በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ
there was a god called Dagon.
እንዳውቁ እግዚአብሔር በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ እንደ አይነቱ ዲያጎን ነው.
He was a god worshiped by the Philistines.
Sorry.
Okay.
ዲያጎን በፍልስጤማውያን የሚመለክ አምላክ ነበር. የፍልስጤማውያን አምላክ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Philistines were dwellers. They dwelt by the coast.
አባቶቹ ሁሌ እነዚህ ፍልስጤማውያኖች ያመልኩት ነበር ያን ዳጎን
Praise the name of the Lord
ጌታ ይመስገን
Hallelujah it was a spirit that was worshiped with sexual morality
በማናቀው እንደ አይነት ፍጥረት በመነለው ወይም ደግሞ ልቅ የሆነ በእኛ ቋንቋ
Praise the name of the Lord
ጌታ ገኝነት እግዚአብሔርን ከማሳደግ ጌታ ይቀበላል
One of the
ማለቴ ነው መጣበቅ አለብን
Praise the name of the Lord
ጌታ ይመስገን
You know the Bible says that Jonah was followed by a fish.
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ እንደሚናገር ከአንዳንዱ ታውቃላችሁ አሳውድ ማጥመጥተው ሄደው ነበር።
A lot of Christians today have been swallowed up.
ብዙዎች ተውጣው ዛሬ በእንደ አይነት አሁን በመላእክት ችግር ነው።
By the spirit of immorality.
ውድቀት ይሄ ልቅነት ባለ አሁን ባልኳችሁ ነገር ብዙ ክርስቲያን ተውጣው በዚህ ዘመን።
The Bible says that we must learn to keep our bodies in purity.
ጆታችን በልጽህና ሊጠበቅ ይገባል እግዚአብሔር መቅደስ ነው
Hallelujah
Amen
If you carry the seed of God
እግዚአብሔር እንደተሸከመ ያለው ቃል
It is the seed of holiness
ስለዚህ ይሄ ዘር በቅድስና ነው የሚያድረው
Be holy
ቅዱሳን ሁኑ
As your heavenly Father is holy
ሰማይ አባታችሁ ቅዱስ እንደሆነ እናንተም በኑሯችሁ ቅዱሳን ሁኑ
Praise the name of the Lord
ጌታ ይመስገን
Hallelujah
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 Amen I want to conclude My time is done
ሰዓት ይባል በዚህ አጠቃን
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን.
There is a seed.
ዘር አለ.
That will serve God.
እግዚአብሔር በውስጣችን ያስቀመጠው ዘር አለ.
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን.
As we are born of the spirit of God.
እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ቅድም እንዳለው ዳግም ከተወለደ.
We have also received the nature of God.
የእግዚአብሔር ባህሪ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ አማካኝነት በእኛ ውስጥ
ገባ. We must also manifest that nature.
ያንን የእግዚአብሔርን ባህሪ ዳግም እንደተወለደ ሰው በመንፈስ እንደሚመራ ሰው ማሳየት ለሌላው በሚሯችን አለበት።
In the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን።
There are two kinds of seed.
ሁለት አይነት ዘር።
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No. They need to hear you more than me.
አንተ ልትሞ ከኔ።
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
እያተካለልነው
ደራ
ታይነስከ።
Yes, they will hear you. There are two kinds of seed.
ሁለት አይነት ዘር አለ።
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham had two sons.
አብርሃም ሁለት ልጆች ነበሩ።
One was Ishmael.
አንዱ እስማኤል ነው።
One was Isaac.
ሌላ ደግሞ ይስሐቅ ነው።
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One was Ishmael, one was Isaac.
አንዱ እስማኤል ሌላ ይስሐቅ።
And they represent two kinds of Christians.
ሁለት አይነት ክርስትና ማንነቶችን ያሳያል። ሁለቱ የአብርሃም ልጆች።
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን።
Isaac had two sons.
ከመልካቱ እንግዲህ ሁለት
one was Esau, one was Jacob.
ለካ ያዕቆብ እንደዛ አንዱ ደግሞ ኤሳው አንዱ ያዕቆብ የተባለ።
They represent two kinds of Christians.
ሁለት አይነት የክርስትና ማንነት ማሳያል።
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን።
And the Bible says that Ishmael was born after the flesh.
እስማኤል በስጋ የተገኘ ይለዋል መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ።
He was a fleshly man.
ስለዚህ በስጋ የተገኘ ነው። ኪዳን ውስጥ ምን ያላል?
Esau was a fleshly man.
ኤሳው ምን ደዛ?
Esau had no value for spiritual things.
ስለዚህ ሁለቱ አይነት ክርስትና በእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ኪዳን የሌለው።
Esau would rather spend time watching TV than spending time reading the word of God.
ስለዚህ የእግዚአብሔርን ቃል ቁጭ ብላችሁ ማትበሉ ማታጠኑ ቅድም እንደተባለው ቴሌቪዥን ላይ ብቻ የምታፈጡ ከሆነ የትኛው ጎራ እንዳላችሁ ራሳችሁን ፈትኑ።
What is your preference?
ምን እንደምትታችሁ?
All of us we have appetites.
ሁላችንም ፍላጎት አለን ልጆች።
But you can change your appetite.
ስለዚህ አፒታይታችንን ለውጠው ዛሬ መንገድ የማይገባልን በጌታ በኢየሱስ ስም እንልጨምርበት አንመገብ።
How do you change your appetite?
አፒታይታችን ይቀየር።
You change it by beginning to eat the right thing.
ትክክለኛው ንጹህ የሆነውን ምግብ በመመገብ ራሳችሁን ለውጡ።
The more you eat of a thing,
ብዙ ጥሩ የሆነ በተመገባችሁ ቁጥር
you begin to develop an appetite for that thing.
አፒታይታችሁ እንኳን ጤናማ ይሆናል ለመመገብ።
And when you develop an appetite for something,
ለሆነ ነገር ክፍት ስትሆኑ ለመመገብ
you lose appetite for the other thing.
ለሌላ ነገር ክፍት ስትሆኑ ማለት በመልካሙ ነገር ብቻ።
Now why is appetite important?
ለምንድን ነው አፒታይት ይሄ ውስጥ ፍላጎት የምንለው?
It is what it will
አስፈላጊ ሆነ
whether you will enter into your inheritance.
ለመውረስ
you know when Israel left Egypt
እስራኤላውያን ከግብጽ ወጡ ጊዜ
unfortunately for them they carried the appetite of Egypt.
ነገር ግን በስጋ ወጡ እንጂ ግብጽን በአፒታይታቸው በውስጣቸው ተሸክመው ነበር።
They did not allow God to change their appetite.
እግዚአብሔር የውስጥ ማንነታቸው ፍላጎታቸው እንዲለውጥ አልጋበዙትም።
So when they were in the wilderness
በዛ በምድረ በዳ ያሉ
God was giving them manna.
እግዚአብሔር መና ሰጣቸው።
Praise the name of the Lord.
የጌታ ስም ብሩክ ይሁን።
Inside that manna
በዛ መና ውስጥ
there was healing.
ፈውስ ነበረበት።
Inside that manna
በዛ መና ውስጥ
there was prosperity.
በጸጋና ነበረበት።
Inside that manna
በዛ መና ውስጥ
there was protection.
ጥበቃ ነበረበት።
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
የገባችሁ ነው ወይ?
As long as we are eating that manna,
ያንንና የተመገብን ከሆነ
even their dress was growing with them.
ስለዚህ ማንነታችን ያድጋል ይለወጣል።
Their shoe was growing with them.
እርግጠኝነታችን በእግዚአብሔር ያለ ብዙ ነው።
They don't need any doctor.
ምንም አይነት ሌላ አካሚ ዶክተር ያስፈልገን።
Because we are eating what God.
ምክንያቱም ምንመገበው ምግብ ፈውስ ነው ራሱ።
Praise the name of the Lord.
የጌታ ስም ብሩክ ይሁን።
For some of them said we want the things of Egypt.
ግን እዛው ነው ምን አሉ?
Praise the name of the Lord. We are watching the drama. They could not contend and overcome the enemy. Because they were feeding on the wrong things.
Our
appetite must change.
ስለዚህ አፒታይታችን የውስጥ ፍላጎታችን ረሃባችን ይለወጥ።
The more you feed on life,
ህይወት የምትመገቡ ከሆነ
the more you develop an appetite for life,
የህይወት ነገር ይጨምራል ፍላጎታችን ይጨምራል።
You will not have time for other things.
ለሌላ ነገር ጊዜ አትሰጥም።
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን።
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I want to conclude.
በዚህና ማጠቃለያ
there's so much to say about thank God.
እግዚአብሔርን በጣም አመሰግናለሁ።
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን።
Are you the seed of God?
በእውነት እናንተ የእግዚአብሔር ዘር ሆናችሁ ለታለ በውስጥ ይዛችኋል።
Are you exhibiting the character of your father?
ያባታችሁን ባህሪ እየገለጣችሁ ነው ወይ በኑሯችሁ?
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ስም ብሩክ ይሁን።
Esau had no value for his inheritance.
Esau ወራሽነትን አላገኘም.
He was more interested in food.
ምክንያቱም እሱ የምድር ምግብ ነው የገዛው.
Jacob had a value for spiritual.
ያዕቆብ ግን መንፈሳዊ ኪዳን ውስጥ ገባ.
Praise the name of the Lord.
ዋጋ ይሰጥ ነበር.
Now I don't know what you are.
ምን እንደሆናችሁ አላውቅም.
But I want to tell you something.
ነገር ግን አንድ ነገር ነው የምነግርህ.
That in these last days.
ዛሬ በመጨረሻው ዘመን ውስጥ
የሚኖረው. God is raising up a people.
እግዚአብሔር ትውልድ ማስነሳት
ይፈልጋል. He's raising up sons.
ልጆች ይፈልጋል.
Creation has been waiting.
ፍጥረት እየተበቀነ ነው.
They say yes, we see plenty of churches.
እና ያለናው ብዙ ቤተክርስቲያኖች.
We see plenty of pastors.
ብዙ መጋቢዎች.
We see plenty of Christians carrying Bible.
ብዙ መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ተሸክመው የሚዞር ክርስቲያን.
But we want to see God.
እግዚአብሔር ግን በግልጽ መታየት ገና አልቻለም.
Hallelujah.
አሜን.
Now let me close with this story that Jesus told.
በዚህ ኢየሱስ በተናገረው ታሪክ ላጠቃል.
It's in John chapter 12.
ዮሐንስ 12 ላይ
some strangers came to the disciples Andrew. They said, we want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Andrew went and told Philip. And then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Some Greeks came from far. They want to see you. Because it was the time of Passover.
ጊዜው ደግሞ ያኔ ፋሲካ በዓል የሚከበርበት.
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን.
Now the Bible said that Jesus began to rejoice in the spirit.
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ግን እንደሚለን ኢየሱስ በመንፈስ ሐሴትና ደስታ ውስጥ ነበር.
He did something very strange.
በጣም የሚያስገርም ነገር አለ.
He said, Father, the hour has come.
አባቶ ጊዜው ነው አሁን አለ.
That you would glorify the Son.
ልጄን አክብረው. አሁን ሰዓቱ ነው ልጄን አክብረው.
I was wondering what he was saying.
ምን እያለ ነው ያለው ብዬ ተገረምኩ.
Then he made another very strange statement.
ሌላ በጣም ይገርማረተረ
ነው ታዲያ except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die
and ስንደቅታት በመድር ወርቃ ካልሞተች በቀር
it will abide alone
ብዙ ፍሬ ልታፈራችልማ
what are you trying to say
ምን ይያለ ነው ያለው በነዛ አባባል
just one person
ለአንድ ሰው ነው
I can't see everybody here
ነገር ግን ከመሞቴ በኋላ ብዙዎች ነው ያለው አሜን አትሉ ይያለ ነው ኢየሱስ
How would it be if all of you wanted to see your pastor today in the next 5 minutes everybody wants to see him 5 minutes then Hallelujah.
Amen. መጋቢን ተመልከቱ ትላንት ለአምስት ደቂቃ ለምሳሌ ሁላችሁ
What do you think will happen?
ምን ታስባላችሁ እሱን ስታይ?
He will not be able to see all of you.
ተመልከቱ እሱን ስታይ
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን.
Assuming that he could solve all your problems.
ሁላችሁም የሁላችሁንም ችግር በጸሎት በተለያየ ነገር መፍትሄ ቢሰጥም እሱ
He will not be able to see all of you.
እሱ ደግሞ ሁላችሁንም እንዲሁ
ሲያ So Jesus said I'm going to do something now.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ እንዲህ ያለ
I am going to fall to the ground and die.
እኔ እሞታለሁ.
I am going to fall down as a seed.
እንዳንዲ እንደ አቀጣጥ እንደ ዘሯ እሞታለሁ.
I'm going to plant myself in the earth.
ስለዚህ ራሴን እንደ ዘሯ አደርጋለሁ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now when you plant corn, I saw corn in Addis.
Addis Ababa ይቻለ በቆሎ ትዘራላችሁ.
You plant one seed.
አንድ ዘር ትዘራላችሁ በቆሎ.
Is that not so?
ለካ አይደለም እንዴ?
Yes. But when it grows up.
ሲወጣ ሲበቅል.
How many seeds does it comfort?
ምን ያህል ይዛል አንድ በቆሎ? ፈልፈለ ይቆጠራካል?
Tell me. የለም many.
ብዙ ቆሎ.
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ስም ብሩክ.
Now, the seed that come up, how do they look?
ስለዚህ ዘር እንዴት ነው የሚሆን?
They look exactly like the corn that was planted, isn't it?
ያ የተዘራውን ዘር ቅድምም ብለናል መነስ በቆሎ በቆሎ.
Praise the name of the Lord.
ጌታ ይመስገን.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus said, I will go to the cross and will die.
ስለዚህ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ወደ መስቀል ሞት እንደሚሄድ እንደሚሞት እንደሚነሳ በዚህ ውስጥ ግን ብዙዎችን የሱን ልጆች ለማድረግ
I will plant my life as a seed.
ስለዚህ ሕይወቴን እንደ ዘሯ
I am that seed, the word of God.
ይሄ የእግዚአብሔር ዘር ቃሉ ነው.
But when I rise up
ነሳለሁ አለ ደግሞ
I'm going to reproduce myself.
ስለዚህ ራሴን አበዛዋለሁ ብዙዎች ይታዩኛል አለ ኢየሱስ.
All of us here.
በቁራት ሆኑ ዘንድ እንደሚለው.
Praise the name of the Lord.
ሁላችንም በዚህ ውስጥ ገባ.
God is looking forward to a harvest.
እግዚአብሔር አዝመራው ሊሰበስብ ይፈልጋል.
When the seed of Jesus that was planted.
የክርስቶስ ዘር እየተዘራ ነው ያለው.
Begins to be reflected in the life.
ስለዚህ የሱን ባህሪ እንድናንጸባርቅ ጌታ ይፈልጋል.
Creation says you want to see Jesus.
በጥረት እግዚአብሔር ልጆች ወይም በእግዚአብሔር ልጆች ክርስቶስን ማየት እንፈልጋለን ይያለን ነው ያለው.
They don't want to see me.
እኔም እንዳይው አይደለም.
They don't really want to see you.
እናንተም እንዳይው አይደለም.
Because we have nothing to offer.
ምክንያቱም እኛ
But Jesus has a solution to everything. Jesus comes forth out of my life. Begin to touch creation. Hallelujah. Now this is not restricted to the pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to move in everybody. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to be seen in my life. Praise the name of the Lord. So Jesus has sown seed. In the book of Psalms chapter 126. Psalm 126. He said there was a man who went carrying precious seed. He was weeping and he was sowing seed. When Jesus was going to the cross, he was bleeding, he was weeping. But he was planting life in the earth.
He
said when he returns again, to reap the plentiful harvest. I want to be a part of that harvest. A seed that will look like him.
Said,
when the Son of Man shall come, will he find faith in the earth? I pray that you will be a part of that seed. That will look like him and that will serve him. God bless you.
Amen.